ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णसुधामुपगते धर्मज्ञानादिभिः कलो नष्ट दुषामेश पुराणार्कधुनावदितः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम टेंथ कांटो चैप्टर 20 द रेनी सीजन एंड ऑटम सीजन टुडे टेक्स्ट 16 एंड 17 विच वन रिटन देयर 17 बोथ ओके टेक्स्ट 16 मार्गा बभूवु संदिग्धास् त्रिनैः छन्नान् हि असंस्कृताः नाभ्यस्यमानाः श्रुतयो विजयी कालेन चाहतः वार्मिनी लोकं ऑफ द वर्ल्ड बंधुषु हू आर द फ्रेंड्स मेघेषु एमंग द क्लाउड्स विद्युतः द लाइटनिंग चल सुहृदाः फिकल इन देयर फ्रेंडशिप स्थैर्यं स्टीडीनेस न चक्रुः डिड नॉट मेंटेन कामिन्यः लस्टी वोमेन पुरुषेषु एमंग मेन गुणीषु हू आर वर्चुअस Even is translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Though the clouds are the well-wishing friends of all living beings, the lightning, fickle in its affinities, moved from one group of clouds to another. Like lusty women, unfaithful even to various men. Srila Prabhupada comments, during the rainy season, lightning appears in one group of clouds and then immediately in another group of clouds. This phenomenon is compared to a lusty woman who does not fix her mind on one man. A cloud is compared to a qualified person because it pours rain and gives sustenance to many people. A man who is qualified similarly gives sustenance to many living creatures, such as family members or many workers in business. Unfortunately, his whole life can be disturbed by a wife who divorced him. When the husband is disturbed, the whole family is ruined. The children are dispersed or the business is closed and everything is affected. It is therefore recommended that a woman desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness perfectly live with her husband and that the couple not separate under any condition. The husband and wife should control sex indulgence and concentrate their minds on Krishna consciousness, so their life may be successful. After all, in the material world, a man requires a woman and a woman requires a man. When they are combined, they should live peacefully in Krishna consciousness and should not be restless like lightning, flashing from one group of clouds to another. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhye Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadamitikam Vande Aham Sri Guruhu Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamsya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevaja Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
So here are two verses, text 16 and 17. Text 16 has no purport, but still this chapter 20 to enhance the description of Lord Krishna's pastimes. So Sukadeva Goswami describes in this chapter the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and rainy season. In the course of his presentation, he gives various charming instructions in metaphorical terms. So in this particular verses, in verse 16, there is a nice comparison. Just like during the rainy season, the roads not being cleansed become covered with grass and debris, and we are thus difficult to make out these roads, where like religious scriptures that Brahmanas no longer study and that thus become corrupted and covered over with the passage of time. So this is like a nice comparison that how the Brahmanas, they are supposed to be Brahmana by quality also. That's why Bhakti, his divine grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduced this Brahmana means the Krishna told Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Chaturvarna Maya Sista Guna Karma Vibhagasa. According to quality, not according to just simply birth. If someone has no Brahmanical qualities, then he cannot be claimed as a Brahmana. So, he told very nice stories ever regarding this. In one village, just like in Kali Yuga, there are no good Brahmanas by quality. So one time, one young boy from that village, he went and he traveled many places and he accepted a spiritual master somewhere in Vrindavan. Then he learned what is the spiritual, he read Bhagavad Gita and he know the scriptures, then he understood, okay, Brahmanas cannot be by only by birth. In my village there are many Brahmanas, they claim themselves, but they have no qualities of Brahmanas. So he is also a Sanskrit scholar, he read everything, he went to a Brahmanas. Then he challenged this village Brahmanas. He told, oh, you are claiming Brahmanas, but according to scripture, according to Gita, according to Bhagavatam, Vedic principle, you must have qualities of Brahmanas. You must have sama, dama, tapa, saucha, khyanti, arjamai, vacha, jnana, vijnana, astik, and all these qualities. At least you must jajana, jajana, patana, patana, dana, pratikriha, satkarma, nipuna, vidya. But you don't have any quality. How you are claiming as a superior Brahmana? If you are really Brahmana, then come and argue with me. He also, he has own another Brahmana friend with him, dear Brahmana who knows the qualities. So all these Brahmanas of the village, they told, okay, now what to do? The leader of the Brahmanas in the village told, don't worry. By simply by my word jugglery, I can defeat all of them. Okay, so they come. First this man from opposite side, they ask, Kahastom? Kahastom? Aap kone? He is totally illiterate. They did not know anything Sanskrit, no Brahmanika, no Vedic scripture. So when he asked, Kahastom? So, okay, what he told? Kahastom? Khastam, 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 Chastam, Chastam, like he continuously, spontaneously started the whole alphabets. So the other party, they understood this completely fools. It is useless to waste our time. So they told, okay, Hare Krishna, Vancha Kalpataru, then they left. Told, look, I defeated all of them. Just one word defeated, they were defeated. So this is the present day condition. Actually, in this age of Kali, there is a Kalau Sudra Sambhava. By birth, everyone is just like Sudra. Sanskare dija uchyate, veda pathet bhavet vipra, brahma janati iti brahman. So that's why in this age comparison is given, the roads were religious principles, and Brahmanas no longer study and that thus become corrupted and covered up with the passage of time. Brahmanas, you know, their duties to patana patana, they should read Vedic scriptures. They should practice Brahmanical qualities. But rather, they now does, they making is a just a business, in Brahman by caste, then by doing some business, doing some cheating the peoples, chanting false mantras and collecting money and maintaining the family for Sanskritification. So this is here, is not purport in this parts. And this is, that's why here compared in rainy season, the paths are covered with grasses. So people cannot walk properly on the way, on the road, even the dirty path. So this is by this the path itself is clean, but actually in other season is clean. But because of this rainy season, the grass covered this the path. So it makes difficult to make out. So these roles, like these roles are compiled here, is religious principles. And the Brahmanas no longer study that such become corrupted and covered over the passage of time. These grasses which cover the passage of time. And the passage of the roles are covered. Considered to the present days, so-called Brahmana by birth. So the 17th text, next text, 17, it is told that Loka Bandhusu Megheshu, though the clouds are the well-wishing friends of living entities. But Vidyutas Chala Suhida, the lightning or the fickle in its affinities, moved from one group of clouds to another. It is compared like a lusty man. Sthairyan no chakruhu kaminiyah, with a lusty woman. Purusesu gunisu to above. Unfaithful even to a virtuous man. So the purport is made that actually a family life becomes successful when there is a chaste woman in the family, and also the husband also must also chaste. So Chanakya Pandit says, Rinam kritva pitasatu matacha vyabhicharini. Putra jadi apanditaha. These are all these situations in not successful family life. If a father left some debts, a big amount of debts that the son has to pay after his father's death, then this is actually his father is an enemy for his son. And if the mother is an unchaste lady, he may have relation with other peoples, then also is an enemy for his family, for his children, for his husband, they can be. And here in that situation, the whole family life is disturbed. It's probably a right purpose. Unfortunately, his whole life can be disturbed by wife who divorces him. When the husband is disturbed, the whole family is ruined. The children are dispersed. The business is closed and everything is affected. So, in a society, it is very so much necessity of a chaste woman. Similarly, of a character of man. Man must be character, a person of character. Otherwise, the peacefulness and happiness in society is not possible. In our history, in Indian history, you can see many such cases. Example is given. There is one elder brother of Vikramaditya. You know Vikramaditya's name you may have heard in Indian history. He is trying in medieval India. It's called the golden age of Indian history. So Vikramaditya's elder brother, his name was Bhartuhari. So Bhartuhari was very nice king. He was ruling peoples nicely. He has a good relation with two brothers, Vikramaditya and Bhartuhari. But Bhartuhari has an attachment to the youngest queen. He has many queens, but youngest queen was very beautiful. And so she was very smiling, and so king has special attachment to that woman, that queen. But that queen, because king was already little aged, so she was looking for some other sex partner. First he approached Vikramaditya, the younger brother of the king. He refused. No, it is not possible. You are like my mother. You are my elder brother's wife, sister-in-law. So how it is not possible with me? When he refused, he told, I will see. Then he falsely complained against Vikramaditya. There's two stories. So the Bhartavari, his elder brother, he complained that this Vikramaditya is want to just forcefully enjoy me. It is not true. But Bhartavari, believing his wife, kick him out. Kick him out from the kingdom. Vikramaditya out. Then again, but she was actually a lusty woman and an unchaste woman. And she started her relationship with another young and stout man. Though he was a chowkidar, he was some military, doing some chowkidar work, bodyguard. But because he was physically very strong and stout and beautiful, so she made a relation. She called the chowkidar to home and forced him. You see what happened to Vikramaditya. Now you will not agree with me, then I will send him to jail. So he was forcefully, he was with king, not sorry, with queen. So queen and that enjoying with that sipahi or that bodyguard, chowkidar. But actually this chowkidar has no love with the queen. Only forcefully they have one sexual relation. But this chowkidar has another relation with some other prostitute in the city. So one time one says, come to the king Bhartavari. They have no children, so the king very nicely treated him. So he became pleased. And he offered a fruit, gave him fruit, told this fruit is invaluable, it is not ordinary fruit. Just you give this fruit to whom you love, anyone he eat this fruit, he will be always remain young and charming and beautiful. So king told, oh, this my youngest queen must be. Eat this fruit, so she can become always young and beautiful, charming, so I can enjoy with her. But this queen has no love with king. He has love with chowkidar. So the queen took the fruit. Then he told what? If my this chowkidar lover, I will give this fruit to him. If he eat, he remain always strong and stout, and so he can enjoy. So the queen, the king, king gave the fruit to queen, queen gave the fruit to chowkidar. Then chowkidar thought, I have no love with this queen, I have to go by this champa vesya or this prostitute. If I give this fruit to the sea woman, young and beautiful, so I will enjoy with her. In this way, the chowkidar gave to the fruit to the prostitute. The prostitute thought, though she was a prostitute, but still she has a good heart. He was thinking about the benefit of the king and kingdom, the entire citizens. She was always, she was thinking, I am so unfortunate. I am doing such a lowly business, this prostitute, but if this fruit I give to the king, and king will eat this fruit, then his lifespan will increase and remain young. And our king is very nice, he's a ruling citizens very nicely. So let this fruit go to the king. And the prostitute went to the king and told the king. Pay her obeisances to king, and he handed over the fruit to king. He described that, oh king, I heard, if someone eat the fruit, then he remained young forever. He remained free from disease. And he became strong and stout and beautiful. So I think you are the king of this kingdom. So if you remain free from disease and always, then we all can be peaceful. Please accept this fruit. King took the fruit from the hand of the prostitute. Then he looked to the ministers. He could understand this is the same fruit. that the sages gave me, and I will just hand over to my youngest queen. So how this, when king asked the prostitute, just, I think you may disclose the truth. I am a king, I am asking you, in the name of God, please tell, where did you get this fruit? Who gave you this fruit? Finally the prostitute told, this is the truth. This is your chowkidar, this person. So I am a prostitute, he used to come to me, time to time he gave, hand over this fruit to me. Then immediately the king called this chowkidar. Where did you get this fruit? You gave to this prostitute, where did you get? Then the chowkidar told, I get this fruit from queen. What is your relation with the queen? He told, yes, I did not want to have sex with your the queen. But she forced me. She threatened me even to put in jail if I am not agree with her. Your younger brother, Vikramaditya also, he was sinless and he has no fault. And falsely, also this your youngest queen sent him in forest. So the king heard all this story, then he immediately could understand what this. She started crying. He just throw his crown, just put it here. Then send people to go and search my, where is my brother? Where is Vikramaditya? Then he brought Vikramaditya back to the kingdom and he handed over the crown to him. And then he wrote a sataka, very famous, Bhartuhari sataka, Vairagya sataka. Detachment from the family life, from the material attachment. Very famous, Bhartuhari sataka. This Haridwara, this ghat, this Vikramaditya made this ghat in Harki Pauri in remembrance of his brother Bhartuhari. This is a true story in history. So there are so many such stories. That's why he told, if a woman is not just, then the whole family will be destroyed. Unfortunately, his whole family can be disturbed by wife who divorces him. When the husband disturbed, the whole family is ruined, the children are dispersed and the business is closed and everything is affected. It is therefore recommended that a woman desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness peacefully live with her husband and the couple not separate under any condition. The husband and wife should control sex indulgence and concentrate their mind. Similarly also for the men. Men should not also be lusty, not running after many women. Women hunter should not be a woman hunter. His basic principle is Tera Mera Raji Kya Karege Kajvi is against this principle. Generally nowadays in Kali Yuga, love marriage. There's so many. What is love marriage? There is no love in this material world. Love only establishes with Krishna. Atmendriya Prithivansa Tare Kahi Kam. Krishnendriya Prithivansa Dhare Premana. So Krishna, in this matter, everyone's, we are all living entities. According to our karma, only we get a body. Sometimes man body, sometimes woman body. Sometimes there are 84 lakh species. 4 lakh is human species, just our bodies are changing according to our karma. So we are not this body, but falsely we are identifying ourselves with this body, thinking I am a body. I am this, that. So, that's why Narada Muni described in 4th canto about Puranjana Upakhyana. Puranjana described how Puranjana become next life, woman. We attach too much attachment to the woman. And in time of death, focusing on the same woman, then you get the woman body. A woman that thinks a man, then the next world, next life, become a man. This is truth. So, a man should also understand what is the sex life. Prabhupada used to say a story that how there is very lusty man, he has leprosy in his body, but his wife was a chaste lady. So wife tries her best to satisfy his husband, always serve day and night. She was a leper, but his wife was serving him like anything. But still, he is just a beautiful wife, but still his mind is going to a prostitute, Rajavesya. Not ordinary prostitute, a prostitute just with the kingly peoples. Lakhya Hira, there are stories of Lakhya Hira. So the wife come to know that my husband is always disturbed, not happy. And she found the reason. What is the reason? Because my husband wants to enjoy that prostitute. So the chaste wife, she personally went to this prostitute. She is a Rajavesya. She is enjoyed by the king like people in the king's category. So she started unconditionally serving that prostitute many months. And the prostitute thinking, why this woman is serving me? What is it? One day she asked, why you are serving me so? You are not charging any payment, or I am not doing any service to you, then why you are serving always? So then that woman, the disclose, okay, can you fulfill my desire? If I will express it, she told, yes, definitely. Finally she disclosed, my husband wants to enjoy you, but he is a leper, leprosy of one body. Prostitute already gave the word, told, okay, bring him to me. First you will have a meal here, you will take prasad, your lunch here. Then I will talk to her. I will talk to him and I will further engagements. Then the prostitute prepares some sabji. Different cups, the golden cup, silver cup, and there is brass cup, there is steel cup, but the same item he serves in every cup, plate. Give in front of this man with leprosy came, then he offered. She saw this plate, different. There is a cups, but a same item in different cups, is golden cup, this. What is this? She little annoyed. So why are you giving same items in same? This gold cup also same thing, silver cup also same thing, brass cup also same thing, and iron, this steel cup also same thing. What is this? Then she explained, your wife is also very chaste and she is also beautiful. And sex pleasure is same thing. Whether you enjoy with anyone, even in human life or even in any other life, the sex pleasure is same thing. You get the same pleasure with what you are enjoying with his wife, will enjoy the same pleasure with a prostitute. I am a prostitute. I am not attached to you. So this is the prostitute very nicely explained to him. What you are going to do, what you are doing. Your wife came and served me for your pleasure, to just engage me with you. You now understand, a foolish guy, what you are going to do? So this leper could understand what is the truth. So he gave up the business. Again he returned with his wife. So in this way, a man should not also attach to a woman. Rather we see when Shankaracharya gave warning. What is this verse? Nari stanubhara nabhi besam drushtva maga moha besam eto mansa basadi vikaram Manasi Vichinmayam Varam Varam. Just think again and again, again and again. What is this? Nothing. And this body is just composed of these five ingredients. Bhumi Rava Nala Vayu Khagumana. All these things. So what is it there? You should think again and again in your mind. What is this? Nothing in this body. Simply. This bhaya, the neck, what is this? Nukas and all these dirty things. And you want to enjoy these things. So in a family life, so Prabhupada, that's why they're telling that a husband, wife, and they should live together only for progressing Krishna consciousness. Actually this lusty desire is with us, otherwise why are we in this material world? Some has lust, everyone has a lusty desire to different degrees. But when we come somehow other in this material world, now in this human body, we should use our intelligence. Human being is not an ordinary animal. Even this material, this philosophers, in Greek philosophers, even they says, Plato, Aristotle, all this. Man is a rational animal. Is a rationality, is a thinking power. What is good and what is bad. What to do and what not to do. So that's why you should, husband and wife, they should read Shastra, read Bhagavatam, they could understand the principles. Matraspasastu kaunteya, sita usna, sukha dukkada, agama paina nityam, tom chiti khyasa bharata, basic principles. They should know all these principles, and so in a grasta life, they should remain together only to beget a Krishna conscious child. And also nourish the child, and in future life, they will become a good devotee. So this is the business. Otherwise, this family life is not for sense gratification. It is also ashram. There is four ashramas. There is brahmachari ashrama, there is also grahastha ashrama. This is also ashram. There is vanaprastha ashram, there is sannyas ashram. In any ashram, one can attain the perfection of life, can return back to Godhead. Grihete jedina bhajana dekhi, grihete goloka bhai, Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. He is a paramahansa, remaining in grahastha life. So, there is no need to change the ashram, just change our consciousness from the lusty consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So in this way, the whole society can be changed. The international society for Krishna consciousness. So in family life also, everyone must be Krishna conscious. The father, mother, the devotee, the children are devotee. In such a nice atmosphere, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Grihete Goloka Bhai. This family life is also like Goloka atmosphere. So in this way, we should believe. Those who are brahmacharis, they should follow the brahmacharis principles. And the brahmacharis must be follow the brahmachari principles mentioned in Shastra. Smaranam, Kirtanam, Keli, Prakhyanam, Guhyabhasanam, and with the opposite sex, all these principles with brahmacharis. And grahasthas also maintain their life. The grahastha ashram is the topmost ashram in one sense, because he is maintaining the entire society. Both brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. Now there is no forest. Can go to collect fruits and eat and drink on the Ganga water. Everyone goes to the door of a grahastha. The grahastha has to maintain everyone. Bhagavatam says even a grahastha has to maintain to the all the living in any other species, to the animals and birds, everyone. That was, we see how a perfect grahastha life, that is Gaur Mahande, father of Srila Prabhupada, how he was maintaining a grahastha life. He was a simple business cloth merchant, but still every day he feeding around 15-20 people. He will take to his home. Only maybe three, four people for eating, but every day cooked about 25 people. So this is grahastha to maintain. They turned up also his children. How Prabhupada told, my father is a pure devotee. That's why Prabhupada wrote his Krishna book and dedicated it to his father, Gaur Mahanti. So in this way, the grihastha life is very responsible life. So that's why he's telling that the wife must be chaste woman and the man is also must be not a lusty person. Must be remain peaceful in a family life with Krishna consciousness. In this way, our whole society can be progressing path of Krishna consciousness and we can become happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, it is time, any question or comment? No question, no comment. Any question? Ask. Yes.
Are you looking at the Acharya Dev? Reader Bhakta Vilasa Prabhu. In their second message.
भाज्य रूपवती शत्रु पुत्र जदीय पंडित सो दैट्स व्हाई फॉर भर्तु हरि आई टोल्ड द स्टोरी बड़ी ऑर्डिनरी दैट्स व्हाई भर्तुहरी रियलाइज्ड भर्तुहरी वाज सो मच अट्रैक्टेड टू हिज वाइफ बिकॉज ऑफ हर ब्यूटी बट लेटर ही कुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट द बॉडीली ब्यूटी और द ब्यूटी इनसाइड द क्वालिटी सो इन दिस वे वन कैन अंडरस्टैंड सो एक्सटर्नल ब्यूटी इज नथिंग
Which
one? Bhartuhari stories. This is Bhartuhari Sangita. This is there. In history you can find it. In Vikramaditya's history.
Usually we have like Indian things that they are very saintly. But how are they existing regularly?
Indian king, not all are saintly. You 90% saintly, but still. Bhartuhari is a character, man of character. But still, because of one weakness, attraction for a beautiful woman, finally gave up everything and went. He became a saintly person. Then he wrote this Bhartu Vairagya Sataka. It's famous in India, any bookstore you can get. Bhartu this Vairagya Sataka. So, okay, here Raj Vidya, any question? Yes. What is? Brahmanas. Yes. If someone is born in a Brahmanic family and also have Brahmanical qualification, so this is very fortunate. But general principle in this age of Kali is not Kalau Sutra Sambhava, as Padma Prana says. So by Varth Sutra. So this, that's why Prabhupada told one purpose of this ISKCON is to create some Brahmanas. Everyone is Sudras. That's why we have educational system. We have the BHMI, all these things. There's different degrees. There's Brahmanas. Who will see, read scriptures? A Sudra cannot read scriptures. A Vaishya, a businessman, they will not read, speak. Only a Brahmana can read speak a scripture. So we have to train up some peoples in that category. Brahmanas are what is the brain of the society. So that's why you need some Brahmanas. But just taking this, what is called Brahmana initiation, putting one thread, one cannot become a Brahmana. Thread can put, a Vaishya cannot put also thread. Only Sudra cannot put thread. But a Vaishya and Kshatriya and Brahmana, the three of them, they are called Dija. But that's why I told, Janmana Jayate Sudra, Sanskare Dija Uchyate, Veda Pathet Bhavet Vipra, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. Okay, I stop here. Okay, there is one Mataji is asking question. Yes. What question?
My question is not related to the class today. So can
you
ask me?
Not related to class.
It's different.
Different. Okay, you can ask.
When we visit to Sri Vilan Shakur, there is mentioned there is Sri Path. It's SRWEP.
Kya? Sri Path.
Sri Path.
Where?
In Mayapur, when we do the Nandi Mandal Parikrama, then at the
Shri Path.
So what is the meaning for that?
Shri Path. Shri means what? Lakshmi. So who is very opulent? Who is in shelter up? Took shelter up? In one sense, Shri, there is also Shri Sampradaya. There is also one Sampradaya coming from Lakshmi. So maybe, but generally in India, Shri Path is a very addressed to a very respectable person. Respectable person, spiritually who is advanced person. Then they asked Shri Path. Okay.
You mentioned Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavad Prabhupada and two others more seen as that Shri Path. Shri Yoga,
Shri
Path, like this?
No, they not necessarily. Everyone should use. This is according to his own choice. We use Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Thakur also is a respectable term. Okay? This. Those who likes this Shri Path, they can use this title. But everyone must not necessarily use this title. Okay? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.